escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just reading here some details about the Duncan Robinson situation, Crowder. I want to get back into Darren Waller. I want to ask you about what Lewis Riddick said regarding the Miami Dolphins. Because it was, you know, pretty straightforward statement. Like, what the hell are the Dolphins doing?
Like, it's that, damning.
That's what he's asking.
Yeah. 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 It's very damning. I can't, you know, the way he said it was like, what's going on? What's this? What's that? We have a lot of good talent, but their past moves aren't matching their current moves. You see McDaniel changing kind of his approach. You see them changing their approach with drafting lineman after lineman in the first three rounds or the first three picks. Sorry. It can be puzzling to what are you going to be next year? Because I got sold a track meet for a number of years, and I don't think the track meet's working anymore.
Which is what my take on it is. Cuno said, hey, I don't think it's a lack of direction. I think it's a lack of identity. And he's not wrong. But I think the Dolphins have an identity. They just don't want to admit that their identity is what their identity has been for the past couple of years, which is why you have the Bradley Chubbs of the world, and you have, you know, Tua Tagovailoa and Mike McDaniel talking about culture change, because they're genuinely, I believe that they're genuinely, all of them have had a come to moment, and they're saying we have to be different. Like, we have to, because status quo has gotten us nowhere. But Crowder, I don't think they can be different. I think your personnel is your personnel. And I think who they are and who Mike McDaniel is as a coach, that's who they are. They're a soft team. What? How did you put it yesterday?
Graceful. Don't say soft.
Yeah, you said they're a graceful team, because Omar tweeted out, he quoted you. He's like, that's the nicest way I've ever heard anybody call a team soft. and you're right. Like, I don't think they're soft. I don't think they're a bunch of clowns. Like, but that's just who they are. They're graceful. And I don't think talking about being tougher makes you tougher. So I think they do have an identity, and it's not the identity we want them to have. I don't think it's the identity they want to have either.
No, and Solana, when they say soft, and if people always say like, oh, you're calling the dudes, you know, you're calling them soft.
Right.
I'm not saying personally.
Right.
I'm not saying that Zach Sealer's a soft dude. I don't think he's that. I don't think Jalen Phillips is a soft guy. I don't think, you know, like, I'm not calling those individual players softies, where they're going to go get beat up, and if somebody slaps them at the bar, they're going to look at the ground and walk to the bathroom. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the approach to football that they have is not an aggressive physical approach. Yeah. That's why I said graceful, not soft, because soft is taken in a certain way. When I played, you started practice in 9-on-7. 9-on-7 is 9 offensive players, 7 defensive players. They can't throw the ball. They're running the ball every time. You know a run's coming. I know the run's coming. We'll go straight. This is with Nick Saban and Dom Capers and Bill Parcells when Tony Sperano came in. The next period is team run. There's no passing. You are about to go be a grown-ass man and try to choke out another grown-ass man that's trying to choke you out. Like, that was the approach to football back then. I remember the plays, base on their old cover four, Sam Mike Blast, you're not going to run the ball on us. There's no way you're running the ball on those two defenses. If you want to try, good luck. They don't have their mental approach as a team, not individual players. I'm not calling individual players soft. Their approach as a team is not an aggressive approach. It's a very graceful, let me do a bunch of motioning and shifting on offense because I can get you out of position and trick you into somebody being wide open, where you see the defending Super Bowl champions, they line up, they run straight at you, they have five Pro Bowl linemen, and they have the best running back in the game, and they whoop your ass for 60 minutes. Different approaches to games.
The best teams in the NFL are multidimensional. So, and I know it's unfair to hold the Dolphins right now to the Philadelphia Eagles or the champions, and that was one of the most impressive Super Bowl performances I've ever seen from a team. But, like, the Eagles throughout the season last year, Crowder, they could beat you up. They could play that physical nature, right? That physical game. They could beat you up on the offensive and the defensive line. But they could also be talented at their skill positions. Jalen Hurts can run for a couple first downs. He can hit Devontae Smith. He can hit A.J. Brown. They could light up the scoreboard because they're talented at the skill positions, and they could beat you that way also. The Dolphins, to your point, they're talented at skill positions, and they can beat teams by being more the more talented team at those skill positions by running up the score, but they cannot play the other game and beat you. They'll never be the more physical team. They'll never win in the trenches, and that's what's going to lead them to a win in any game, let alone late in the season. They're not capable of it, period, end of story, as far as we know right now. As far as we know right now. And I don't think any of the moves they've made thus far change that. I just don't. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't. No. I'm not seeing it.
But and it's funny, they're not isolated, though. Those things go hand in hand. When you can run the ball, now you get the one-on-ones with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outside. Like, those are – it's not isolated. We're passing this series. Okay, this is our run series. It's not like that. They coexist, and good offensive coordinators know how to mold those together. But also, being able to whoop somebody's ass in the trenches is 25% of football. Third and ones and fourth and ones. Like, we joked, it was weeks ago, and it stayed on my mind. When was the last time we were confident in getting a first down? Somebody brought up Lusaka Damn Polite. We played together. Like, honestly, when's the last time you said, oh, third and one, that's a first down? Oh, fourth and inches, that's a first down. They're not built. And when you say they're not built like that, I'm not speaking of the individual humans. They did not build a team to be able to get 9 inches whenever they want to. The Eagles can do it. The Bills can do it. The Ravens can do it. We used to call teams. It was funny. We would talk about it during the week. When I played.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There are things called skeletons, where it's like an extra pad under your shoulder pads that you can wear for extra protection on your collarbone and stuff, because you knew that game you were about to have to bash heads for 60 plays. Then there were teams where, man, you don't got to tape your ankles this game. Like, it's not going to be that physical of a game. When we played, the Ravens have always been that team. Like, even the Buffalo Bills. We played the Buffalo Bills like J.P. Lossman. Okay, yeah, guys, we're going to go out here, run around a little bit. We'll make a couple tackles on Fast Freddy, I forget his name. And, yeah, we'll win this game. Like, there is no other team, and I'm not attacking individual players. I'll make it clear again. There is not another team in the league that's about to play the Dolphins up to now. May hopefully they can change it this year. That says, hey, y'all, buckle your chin straps, tighten up your helmet, put on your spider pads, because this is about to be a physical game. The Dolphins aren't a physical team.
I think they're trying to be. I think they're trying to come off like they're prepared to make that change. I just don't think you can do that. You would know better than me. I don't think you can just do that. And to your point, no. Or to answer your question, I don't remember the last time that I felt confident the Dolphins were going to go get a first down. I'm not even kidding, because prior to the Mike McDaniel era, because in the Mike McDaniel era, we know this. Statistically, they've been the worst team by far, by the way, at getting short yardage situation. By far, statistically, the worst team. But prior to that, the Brian Flores era. I mean, they were bringing out their backup quarterback to run QB sneaks because of how much they lacked faith in, one, Tua Tagovailoa putting his head down and getting you yardage, and now we know that's not even on the table anymore, or just handing it off to whoever was in the backfield, whether it was Kalen Ballage or not. Like, they just didn't have any faith in that happening. They also didn't have any faith in the Adam Gase era to go after Jay Ajayi left. That is right there the last time I remember the Dolphins feeling like, oh, they're going to get that short yardage situation. The problem in the Adam Gase era and the Jay Ajayi era was just being in a short yardage situation, because we were just running screenplays the entire time. And
it's not the play call. It's the roster.
I'm with you.
Consistent. You can run a hand sweep or a reverse on third and one and get 4 yards or maybe break one.
But there's a reason.
But consistently, to get those first downs, you have to look and say, they're running right at me. This guard and tackle is about to whoop these two guys' ass. This fullback's going to bust me in my face, and that tailback's going to be behind. Jalen Wright, the guy they drafted third round from Tennessee, track guy. Etienne, track guy. They had a bunch of track guys. What's his name? Jeff Wilson. He was a big dude. He didn't even play. Raheem Mostert was the best thing they had because he had a little size to him. He was a speedster. They sold track meet. I'm not making this word up. They said we have a track meet on the field. But if you put Usain Bolt on first and goal, he's not getting in the end zone.
Crowder, there's a reason why Mike McDaniel's not just handing the ball off anymore to go up the middle. It's not working. It's just not. Like, if there was a chance it was going to work, guess what? He would do it. They don't do it because they know it's not going to work, because their offensive linemen, despite the fact that we're the Eichen Bros by association, even though the leader of the Eichen Bros is not here today, so maybe we're not on the team Eichen Bros, because Liam Eichenberg, by the time the ball is handed off to the running back, is 5 yards now behind the line of scrimmage, which is never going to be a successful way to pick up a first down when all you need is 1 yard and your right guard is 5 yards behind where you need to be. It's never going to be a successful way to get through.
It's Jimmy's and Joe's. You got to draft people that want to embarrass another grown man in front of his parents. We don't have a lot of guys that want to embarrass people in front of their parents.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.